Nurses, cultural competence and the embracing of diversity in all its forms are key to being an open-minded and open-hearted 21st century nurse. Let's discuss what diversity truly means right here on episode 145 of The Nurse Keith Show. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to The Nurse Keith Show. Thanks for being part of The Nurse Keith Nation, whether you're tuning in for the first time or you've been tuning in for months or years. This podcast is all about you and your nursing career, and I'm here to share education, inspiration, and ideas that can get you moving in a positive and inspired direction. If you want to see the show notes for this episode, you can follow along over at nursekeith.com/episode145. Anyway, I'm thrilled you're here. So let's dig right into today's topic, shall we? My friends, just recently I was honored to deliver the closing keynote address at the National Association of Hispanic Nurses' inaugural Latino Leadership Institute, and it was held in San Antonio, Texas, right there on the Riverwalk. My recent blog post, which is linked in the show notes at nursekeith.com/episode145, lavishes what I would say is well-deserved praise on Nan, and I want to use my experience in San Antonio as a jumping-off point for discussing the importance of diversity and cultural competence for the nursing profession, for the healthcare system, and, of course, for your nursing career. Diversity and cultural competence often receive lip service in the healthcare world and other spheres, I must admit, but when it's seen as central to our personal and collective mission, anything can happen, my friends. Throughout my own nursing career, I've worked really closely with the Hispanic communities here in New Mexico and in Massachusetts, and being semi-fluent in Spanish has certainly helped me along the way. I feel a personal closeness with Latinos, and that's why delivering the closing keynote at NAN's Latino Leadership Institute was an incredible honor and privilege, and it really provided for me a sense of coming home. The leaders of NAN very clearly recognize that the Hispanic nursing community is itself a very diverse family, and they hail from a plethora of countries with vast similarities and also considerable cultural differences, differences in food, traditions, and their country's histories. You have European Hispanics from Spain and the Iberian Peninsula. You have Latinos from Central America, South America, Mexico, the Caribbean, and many other locations. And Latino nurses have so much to share and learn from another. And that is what you experience when you experience the National Association of Hispanic Nurses. Similarly, if we pull the camera back on the nursing profession as a whole, we can see that we all have many, many things in common: our love of nursing, our desire to serve others, and many aspects of our training, and we also have vastly different approaches and opinions about so many subjects. So, folks, in a blog post that I published just the other day about my experience at NAN, and that is linked in the show notes, of course, at nursekeith.com/episode145, I wrote the following. What I see in NAN is a microcosm of the wider nursing community. I see a community and an organization with a heart-centered leadership that sees the organization for what it is, a diverse group with a similar mission, much in common, and many opinions and points of view to consider. I also see an organization that recognizes its place in the wider conversation and the large world of which it is an integral part. NAN is a forward-thinking nursing association that nurtures its leaders, embraces its own diversity, encourages cultural competence, and obviously walks its talk when it comes to seeing the larger picture and looking bravely into the future. Many of its members are nurse citizen activists who are dedicated to a vision that they strive to bring to fruition, and it was refreshing and inspiring to be a witness to that vision. Friends, at NON, at the Leadership Institute this past weekend, I saw the ability to bring diversity and cultural competence right to front and center. And I want to talk about now how embracing diversity and developing cultural competence is key to your long-term success as a nurse. So, of course, we nurses need to understand the cultural influences impacting our patients' relative ability to comprehend their medical treatment, as well as whether that treatment is acceptable within the context of their beliefs and their value systems. We need to do our best. We need to do our due diligence to be sensitive to our patients' cultural backgrounds, including, but not limited to, their religion, their folk medicine practices, as well as their family structures, which can be very different from culture to culture. And while racial, ethnic, and cultural diversity is what we generally think about when we consider terms like cultural competence, and this is probably what we learned about in nursing school when cultural diversity came up in our nursing education, there are also other cultures that impact our patients that we need to consider, and those include the lesbian culture, the gay culture, the transgender and queer and intersex cultures. All of these different ways of life and ways of being in the world do have their own cultures, and people's racial and ethnic backgrounds are superimposed over these other aspects of their lives that are also equally as important. So we need to see our patients from a very, very wide-angled lens so that we can see all of the cultural influences that are impacting the ways in which they approach their care. So you might have a patient who's an Hispanic trans man of Mexican heritage, and he's going to require a particular type of attention and sensitivity to his healthcare needs, as opposed to a Puerto Rican woman who's been married to the same man for 45 years and comes from a traditional Puerto Rican background. Or you might have a Chinese American individual who identifies as intersex and gender queer, and you need to be able to understand where that person is coming from. So when we talk about diversity, we need to broaden our view. We need to pull the camera back. We need to see the bigger picture in the 21st century world. And those definitions need to embrace people of all kinds, not just the safe or easy categories that we feel comfortable with, like cultural background, ethnicity, etc., etc. So in the 21st century healthcare space, diversity and cultural competence need to be deeper, they need to be wider, and they need to be more complex than ever before. And it's our responsibility as healthcare providers to understand and react accordingly. So whether you're a nurse clinician, a researcher, an educator, or you're a nurse involved in policy at the legislative level, either locally, in your state, in your region, or maybe countrywide, you need to look at embracing difference, being a champion of diversity in all of its forms, and seeing that as a responsibility and a privilege and an honor to be able to do so. So, my friends, while cultural competence is often defined and discussed in terms of our work with patients, I also believe that in the context of your nursing career, we also need to look at your interactions with your colleagues from a culturally competent point of view. So when it comes to your nursing career, first, you're going to work with a wide variety of colleagues from a plethora of cultures. And those cultures are the same as those we just discussed about our patients. It can be ethnicity, nation of origin, religion, spiritual practices, but like I said also, sexual orientation, gender orientation, as well as other aspects of lives that impact the lives that your colleagues live outside of the workplace. So as you navigate your nursing career, you're going to come in contact with physical therapists, social workers, chaplains, physicians, occupational therapists, speech language pathologists. Each of those groups also has its own culture. So while we're talking about a wider view of culture, let's look at the culture of our coworkers. So if you're hanging out with a group of surgeons, their surgical training, that way of looking at the world as a surgeon, is extremely different than the culture of nursing. And it's also extremely different than the culture of social workers or speech language pathologists. Of course, we all share similarities in the things that we learn in the course of our education. However, we can all readily agree that the worldview of, let's say, brain surgeons is going to be very different than the worldview of telemetry nurses or family nurse practitioners. So if we think about culture within the workplace and we think about our workplace as a community, as even like if you're working in a very large health system or hospital, it's almost like a small city, or when it comes to some hospitals, you might be working in a very large city with thousands and thousands of employees. So imagine all of the cogs in that wheel, all of the intersecting spheres, all of the intersecting communities under that one roof, patients, clinicians, non-clinicians, families, administrators, executives. Everyone comes from their own cultural background in terms of their family, etc., and everyone lives their own life in their own way and comes at their workplace through those various lenses, and we all need to be able to get along well enough for our workplace to be a well-oiled machine. Thus, your cultural competence as a nurse can be widely and generously defined far, far beyond that of your patients and that which you learned in nursing school. And in the 21st century, it is your responsibility, and I think an incredible privilege, to be able to look at the world with such a wide-angle lens and come at it with incredible curiosity in terms of how other people live their lives and how other people view the world. So your relative success in the workplace, to some extent, is going to be defined by how you recognize, appreciate, and then actually, if I may, celebrate where each individual you encounter comes from and how you're going to relate to that person in kind. So friends, we began this episode talking about the National Association of Hispanic Nurses Leadership Institute that I was honored to present at this past weekend. And that experience was very moving for me and obviously really got me thinking about diversity and cultural competence in a much wider way. It actually has taken me by surprise. I've been a little taken aback at how I was at first thinking about cultural competence in terms of the usual ways that we think about it. But as I sat writing and cogitating about this podcast and writing the blog post that I mentioned earlier, I realized that we often have this narrow view of culture that we really need to expand so that we can look at the world in kind of like as a kaleidoscope. It's the kaleidoscope of viewpoints. And while we can be narrow in our focus, and nurses can be as guilty as others as being narrow in our focus, we can also choose to put on our other lenses, to take our blinders off, and to look at the world from an aspect that gives us an entirely new appreciation of what's out there and who's out there and the ways in which people live their lives and approach their health, approach their work and their careers and the ways they interact with different communities. If you think about your children going to school with children who come from a wide variety of families at home. Those children go home to all sorts of different household structures, to all different types of parental configurations of different gender orientation and sexual orientation and religion and affiliation. And if we look at our parents' generations and the ways in which they have had to slowly open their eyes to the ways in which the world is becoming more complex and complicated and fast moving. It is an amazing 21st century world out there. We are part of it, and it is an incredible experience to be able to embrace it in all of its diversity. So, folks, organizations like the National Association of Hispanic Nurses can give us a new lens through which to view the world. And if you have the opportunity to attend a conference or go to a seminar that gives you yet another lens, another way to look at others, to regard others with that curiosity and that sponge-like, childlike openness to experience, this can really inform your nursing career. And I will dare to say, if you'll indulge me, that as you open your eyes and open your ears and your mind and your heart, your mind will also open to new avenues for you as a nursing professional, to new ways in which you might use your nursing knowledge and your nursing skills and the ways in which you see the world to create a new career path for yourself. You see, my friends, you can have a diversity of experience in the workplace. You can have a diversity of experience at home, outside of the workplace, and you can have a diversity of experience within your own mind. You can read books and listen to podcasts and read blog posts and journal articles and watch movies and look at art and travel to countries that blow you away, that blow your mind, that opens your mind and opens your eyes to new ways of seeing the world and new ways of seeing your place in it as a healthcare professional. So, folks, whether you're meeting with a Scandinavian American surgeon, a Nicaraguan transgender patient, you're having lunch with a nursing colleague and her same-sex spouse, your ability to open your heart to everyone you encounter is the hallmark of an open-minded 21st century nurse. And that open-mindedness is going to take you places and serve you as you move forward in your nursing career. Folks, I want you to nurture your mind and heart. I want you to embrace diversity in all of its incredible glory, far beyond what you learned in the cultural competency textbooks of your nursing education. And I want you to be the nurse you're truly meant to be in the 21st century. And if you've had an experience that really opened you up, that really just made you see or think or feel in a new way, I would love to hear about it, because these stories are important for us to share with each other. And just like my attendance at the National Association of Hispanic Nurses inaugural Latino Leadership Institute led me to kind of an epiphany of what cultural competence and diversity can really and truly be, who knows what experience you've had or you will have that will also bring you to an epiphany, bring you to this new point of understanding and awe at the diversity of humanity and the diversity of what you can actually accomplish as a nursing professional. So, nurses, my friends, the Nurse Keith Nation, see what you can do, see what you can bring to the table, and see what kind of person you can really grow into being in this next year, this next 5, 10, 20 years of your life and your career. And let me know what you're thinking about. I really would like to know. And I would like to know about any thoughts you have on how we can take this issue of diversity and blow it up even more and explore it in ways that I haven't even thought of yet. I want you to feel uplifted and empowered from this episode, and I want you to take inspired action every day in the interest of your professional satisfaction and development. Folks, please make note also that I'm now on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. Join me for these live, fun conversations. It is spontaneous. It's a great time. And if you change your settings at Nurse Keith Coaching on Facebook, you'll be notified of other times when I spontaneously go live as the spirit moves me. And did you know that you can become a patron of the Nurse Keith Show? That's right. You can join Wendy Davidson, Scott Sullivan, and Bradley Sandoval, who've become patrons of the Nurse Keith Show over the last 6 months. And I'm super grateful to them for pledging a small monthly amount to support the Nurse Keith Show and the value that they get from this podcast. You can check it out at patreon.com/nursekeith. That's patreon.com/nursekeith. Keith, I would greatly appreciate you hopping on the Patreon train with me. The Nurse Keith Show is edited and produced by Tim Hollowell of thepodcastinggroup.com, and social media and promotion are handled by Mark Cappy-Speeson. Please consider signing up for my newsletter at nursekeith.com. Leave me a voicemail by clicking on the bright pink banner on the left side of the homepage, and be sure to check out pulsemedianetwork.com as well and the other podcasts who are part of the network with The Nurse Keith Show. Folks, I want you to stay positive, care for yourself and others, take inspired action in the interest of your career, and tune in again as we explore how to make your nursing career more satisfying and inspired than you ever imagined. Be well, dig deep, stay curious, create success, seek joy, and keep in touch. Adios till next time from beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico.